The final numbers for this wolf hunting season look to be very close to those from last year. Hunters and trappers killed a total of 230 wolves, compared with 225 last season. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says the very similar numbers come despite more aggressive hunting rules from Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks.
This is the second year trappers have been added to the state's strategy to rein in wolf numbers, and trapping numbers actually dropped from 97 down to 86.
And that's a surprise to us. The trappers took less wolves this year. Don't really know the reason. We would have expected with the additional licenses available that might have gone up.
That's Fish, Wildlife, and Parks spokesman Ron Ausheim. More licenses, that's just one of the ways the wolf season became more liberalized this time around.
Certainly the opportunity to take up to 5 wolves, each individual. Non-residents, their license price went from $350 to $50, Dan, and we saw a major increase. Last year we had 247 non-residents hunt wolves or buy licenses. This year, 10 times that many, 2,300.
So the fact that only a handful more wolves were killed this year, Ausheim says that goes to show wolves just remain a tough animal to hunt.
They're smartening up. There's been some pressure from hunters. There's been some pressure from wildlife services and our staff when we have depredating wolves. They're not going to continue to operate the way they do.
Ausheim says the agency continues to try to find a balance with the predator.
We know livestock depredation was down this year, which is really good news. We know that Montana's elk population, which is the primary prey base, is in healthy, really in good healthy condition throughout the state. We've got lots of elk in lots of places. We have 2 or 3 places where we know the predators, and in particular the wolf, is having an impact. That's the science here, or the art. How do we get to those areas and better manage wolves?
Last week, the Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission implemented a bill passed by the state legislature which allows landowners to shoot problem wolves on site without a wolf license. These could be wolves threatening people, pets, or livestock on private property.
Certainly it makes sense if you've got wolves that are a problem. You don't have to send out a government agent or somebody else to take care of the problem. And they understand there's some control. If it looks like it's getting out of hand, there's always an opportunity to go back and revisit that.
Last year, 75 wolves were removed by state and federal agencies and landowners for preying on livestock. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.